That's right. We got out the house, hanging out at Boomtown Casino in Harvey today. We'll join us here until 7 o'clock tonight at the Sportsbook, looking at the action going on in South Carolina. Gamecocks currently leading the LSU Tigers, 33-30, a minute left till halftime over there. We'll be definitely keeping an eye on that matchup as we continue on here. And we just heard from Jari Evans. We're hoping he gets into the Hall of Fame. And another guy one day destined for the Hall seems like a guy in Cam Jordan. Still playing, though. Interested to see, you know, what happens with him for next season. I know there's some question marks. Will he, won't he be back with the Saints? But one thing's for sure, I know this dude wants to play another season. There's no way Cam's thinking about hanging him up yet.
No, there's a lot to be played for when you're like DeMario and Cam and what they wanted to accomplish and kind of how they wanted to leave it. So he wins the 2025 Bart Starr Award. It's the third time he's been up for the Walter Payton Man of the Year, yet also nominated in 2017, also in 2021, and now this past season. So, again, we had a chance to talk to Cam earlier about the situation, about his community give back, and it was just really nice to get a sit down with him and to listen to kind of his comments. And here's a portion of that interview with Cam Jordan. Nominated again for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. It happened before, but when that comes from your peers, give me a sense of what that means to you.
I think it's a huge nod to the work that I'm doing in the community. And I feel like I take everything as a challenge anyway. So I take it as a challenge that I can be better. I can be more. I can have more of a positive impact in my community. You know, I feel like it was like a rally of like, whatever you're doing, great. And for me, it was a challenge of, all right, whatever I've done, awesome, but I can always give more. I mean, I was integrated into New Orleans before I was integrated really as a New Orleans Saint. The city showed me so much love when it was a lockout year that most of my friends were New Orleanians. You know, like real work, eat, live in New Orleans versus the transplants that football players seem to be, you know? So it was easy to embrace the culture. But growing up, I had a dad who played for the Minnesota Vikings and started up all types of charity events. First team program out in Phoenix where, you know, they bring in inner city youth kids to the game of golf, introduce them to the game of golf. And as long as I can remember, I've always seen, you know, acts of kindness from my mom in our surrounding community. So it was just something I grew up with. So growing up with it, you always aspire to be like your parents, emulate actions that you see as positive impacts. And that's that was the easiest way to go about it. But it's more along the lines of seeing the smiles on kids' faces, you know, whether that's the PFEs from the the play football focus camps, play it forward in high school. Anytime you've had interactions with the next generation, the next kids, the guys that look up to you, you've always been re-inspired. So going to these school visits is darn near selfish at this point. When I go out there and I'm talking to kids and you see them light up and you see how they, you know, they want to play professional sports. They want to go, you know, go to college and play for their team. They want to be great. They want to take their grades to the next level so they have opportunities or chances. You feel re-inspired. You feel reinvigorated, like you're looking at infinite potential. You know, a kid who's 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 16 has their whole life in front of them, hopefully, has 40, 50, 60 years. And this is those foundational type moments that you can leave a positive impact on them. You would never know what kid needs to hear your talk, what kid needs to be affected until, you know, 5, 10, call it 14 seasons later, when you see a kid that was 8 or 9 years old now sitting at 23, 24, like, hey, man, I wanted to go to, you know, Cal because you came in and talked about Cal. I wanted to be a professional football player, but I remember how much you stressed the importance of academics. And it's like, you know, now I'm taking my LSATs and I'm pushing towards a better degree because I want to have better opportunity. But I remember you talking about school was first before it was football. And it's moments, the interactions that I've had over the last 5 years that have made me realize how much of an impact I've had talking to kids in school. So it's creating the scholarships. It's creating, you know, the backpack drives, the school give backs, the teacher's supply. Back to school drives. It's feeding the homeless. It's partnering with United Way. It's doing whatever it takes to be a part of this community that can have a positive impact, because you never know how much positivity you can create from it.
First and 10. Takes the handoff back to throw. A little stunt. And he does. The ball comes loose. And Minshew gets it. But that'll be it. That should be the sack for Cam Jordan. And that should be the record.
That's the record. Congratulations to the new Saints. Sack leader. Franchise history.
First notable game of the career would have been like Mike Vick three-sack game, Philadelphia, was at 2012, because that was the first three-sack game. And it was Mike Vick. Come on. Everybody played with Mike Vick on Madden when we had Algie Crumpler. You know, like, it was Mike Vick. And then I guess the other one would just be, sadly, I'm always going to remember the three-sack game against Philadelphia breaking the Saints record. It's just not as epic. Like, you know, the first sack was against Cam Newton. The 100th sack was against Tom Brady. The 113, 14th, and 15th and a half sack was against Gardner Minshew. Just, for some reason, Gardner's just not doing it for me. And I have the pantheon of quarterbacks. Not saying he's not a good one. He's just not legendary in my mind.
Met your dad somewhat when you signed your contract this summer, and I wasn't afraid of him, but I just went, man, that's an intimidating cat. He was just an intimidating guy. And now I'm thinking, you're the father of four. I'm going, I think Cam Jordan would be the greatest dad in the world, man. He's fun. We laugh. And I'm just wondering, what kind of dad is Cam Jordan?
Man. I think I hold the moniker for fun dad. If you ask the wife, that's definitely my role.
You are good cop. She is bad cop.
She is the concrete as well as the walls, the ceiling of the household. And I just happen to be the wonderful, beautiful pattern window that gets to look outside. You know, like I am the fun that they want to get to. And at the same time, I'm also the ceiling. If mom gets mad, guess who has to bring the hammer? Me. So. My role doesn't change much from the D-line. I get to be fun, and at the same time, if I have to come be the bearer of bad news, I'd be that as well. I get to be me 24/7.
Man, that is awesome stuff from Cam Jordan. Love hearing from him. And it really, truly is amazing the amount of work he does for the community. When everybody is off on Tuesdays, Cam's working, quote-unquote, busy going, attending schools, not just one, multiple in a day, just giving that message to kids, and that impact he's had on the community is awesome.
It's amazing. And, you know, I feel like he's in pretty good position post-football. I feel like there will be a job for him out there in the sphere. He's just an interesting guy. I was interested to hear about the dad situation, because he's just a fun guy. I'm like, well, he can't be that guy at home, but he is. He is. You know, and you know this, sometimes when you're interviewing Cam, if you don't pay attention, halfway through you realize he's interviewing you, right? The shoe has changed. And so best of luck to him, deserving as well of the Walter Payton, and again, the winner of the Bart Starr. So just well done.
Do you know the date we find out the winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award?
I think it's, I want to say it's the same.
With the honors?
I want to say, you know.
Okay.
I should know, but I don't, but I want to say it's the
same. I should know too.
No, good Lord. But I do believe it is.
Looking at the score of the LSU women's basketball game, the Lady Tigers down 3 at the half. It's 33 South Carolina, 30 LSU Tigers. That action will be resuming shortly in SoCal.
It is. It is the Thursday at the Invisalign Honors Awards Banquet. So Walter Payton, all the MVP and everything.
So good luck to Cam in that for sure.